You know, I want to hear a little bit more about your background and how you began studying the behavioral and cognitive influences of these people.
Well, I worked my way through grad school in radio and TV, and after I failed at a project that I thought was a slam dunk to my greatness, I joined, I joined Payne Weber, which was a great firm, and moved quickly up the ladder of this financial business using the lessons that I learned as a kid, like accountability and dedication. Then in 2004, I saw a former firm, and it was not Payne Weber, become undermined by a CEO who put his own wealth ahead of the people that trusted him. So, and this was kind of all part of an industry paradigm shift that sacrificed client-centered ethics for bigger profits and CEO bonuses. So I coordinated a consortium of executives to provide financial firms with objectivity and a perspective needed to implement what I called a humanized corporate culture. We called the company Strategic Management Advisors, and we combined conventional economics with behavioral finance. But by working with the clients of all these firms and especially getting close to them, we gained a broad and deeply personal understanding of how people achieved wealth to become clients. Then, of course, by 2010, I had mapped out how the quiet rich used cognition and personality to make financial decisions that created wealth, and that's where the book started.